This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Steve Russell, the Vice President of Software Engineering and an experienced supply chain leader at Cloud Inventory. Steve joins us today to discuss cloud-based cycle counting and explain its benefits in warehousing. And Mr. Russell, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here.
Hey, you bet, and great to have you out, and thanks for your time. So tell us, in terms of warehousing, why should companies use cycle counting instead of physical inventories?
Yeah, sounds good, Eric. That's a great question. Thanks. Physical counts are often done annually, and one of their problems is a lot of times you have to shut down your operations when you do them. So it's very infrequent, and it can affect your productivity. Whereas cycle counting, a more iterative way to count inventory, doesn't require your operations to cease, so it preserves your productivity. Counts are created based on how fast an inventory turns over, so it's more adaptive to your actual operations and the type of product you sell. It can also unearth issues a lot sooner. So if I do a physical count and a week later there's a problem, I may not catch that until way later. Whereas if I'm constantly cycle counting on a schedule more frequently, I can fix those as they come up. And it makes sure you can maintain your compliance and also make sure you have the inventory there when you need it that's in support of your revenue generation.
Now, here's a good question for you. What are the consequences of having an inaccurate view of inventory? I'd like to hear your input on that.
So, increase your cost, and a lot of those are not obvious costs. So, for example, I'm adding waste throughout the process potentially because, let's say, I need to pick an order, and I go to the location where it tells me to go, and it's not there. Now I got to go take time to research what's the problem, find it in a different place. It just adds extra steps, which adds cost throughout the entire operation. So, and you also just can't trust what the system says. And if you have constant mismatches between what's really there in the physical world versus what the system tells you, then, you know, users aren't going to trust the system. So you want to narrow that gap as much as possible, and cycle counting or an iterative schedule helps you do that. It also just, it can create delays in shipping and deliveries. So again, that ties back to cost, right? If I can't find an item, then I can't ship an item. So you want to minimize that everywhere you can.
Looking at challenges, what challenges do companies face when completing cycle counts in the field? Get into some of those details.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, the field is definitely somewhat of a unique situation versus doing it in the warehouse. Number one, you're out in the wild. There's often poor or no connectivity, especially in some of the maybe a remote job site. You need to have the correct data in order to do a count, so you need to bring it with you because you may not have a connection you can rely on. So you need to be able to work offline. You need to be able to create a count because after you're out there at a job site, you may not have a connection. You need to be able to create a count on the device that then gets counted by that worker on their phone. And then that information is sent up when you do have a connection. And just if you're doing manual accounting with the old paper, write down on paper and somebody entered it in, much later, then it just creates that ripple effect of inaccuracy upon inaccuracy. And you want to reduce that as much as possible.
Certainly do appreciate the insight and details shared so far. Now, again, this episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Steve Russell, the Vice President of Software Engineering at Cloud Inventory, a company that empowers organizations with real-time inventory visibility at all points in the supply chain, from the warehouse to the field. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at cloud inventory, tell us some of the key benefits of cycle counting through your company. In other words, why is cloud inventory set to be a leader for cycle counting?
Sure. So we have a release coming out here very shortly in the next week or so, 21.2. We got a whole new desktop experience for creating, reviewing, and approving cycle counts. It's fast. It's very intuitive. Great user experience that we've designed to be a step above what you may find in an ERP system, for example. One of the things about our solution that's rather unique is we span warehouse and field inventory in one set of applications, so they all work together. So a field cycle counting app can feed data back to the normal desktop, same view you would use for reviewing and approving and updating a warehouse cycle count. So that's rather unique. And the really powerful thing about cloud inventory that a lot of companies find difficult to achieve is we can aggregate data from multiple source systems. So if you're going through a merger and acquisition, you've got multiple ERPs, we can bring that together into one view. If that inventory comes from two systems but used in one business process, we can bring it into one aggregate view so the users don't need to deal with multiple systems. They just deal with cloud inventory to do their accounts. Makes it a lot simpler for them.
Yeah, certainly sounds like getting good stuff there. And also, what's next for cycle counting in terms of innovations and improvements?
So I think in general, as we've all seen, a big push towards computer vision, artificial intelligence, leveraging sensors in the counting process. I think the holy grail would ultimately be, and probably a good goal to try to go towards eventually, is that you don't need to do cycle counting. That the gap between the physical world and the system is so small, and you can detect whether what is exactly in the location without a human having to look at it. I mean, that's probably the ultimate goal, right? And driving as close as we can towards that kind of eventuality would be where we would love to go. And then the other thing, just driving contextual actions to make it very. So, for example, I do an inventory adjustment in a cycle count. Inventory adjustment in a location, and I adjust it down to zero. I want the system to be able to just create a cycle count because I want to check that. I want to make sure that's accurate because that has a direct impact on my revenue and my bottom line. So things like that where it's just more workflow-oriented, more workflow-driven, we want to build as much of that into the product as we can. And we always want customer feedback and want to provide new features that always align with DSI's value pillars. So like we want to enhance productivity, we want to increase compliance, we want to optimize your inventory, and we want to build applications that enhance your revenue generation. And that's what it's all about in the end.
It certainly is, and it's amazing technology and how it is making a difference in inventory and the cloud, and you guys are certainly making it happen in this space. Where can listeners get all the details on cloud inventory and be in touch accordingly?
You can go to the best way to do that is just go to cloudinventory.com. It has all the information you need to reach out and get more information or contact us for a callback.
And that sounds easy enough. Again, listeners, it is cloudinventory.com. Mr. Russell, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Steve Russell, the Vice President of Software Engineering at Cloud Inventory, a company that empowers organizations with real-time inventory visibility at all points in the supply chain, from the warehouse to the field. And for all the details, visit cloudinventory.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com.